Big news out of the University of Wisconsin football program this week. Head coach Gary Anderson is moving on after 2 years of coaching the Badgers. He's leaving for a head coaching position at Oregon State.
The announcement comes days after a 59-0 shellacking at the hands of the Ohio State Buckeyes and about 3 weeks before the Badgers take on the Auburn Tigers in the Outback Bowl. If you're feeling a bit of deja vu, it's probably because the Badgers were in a similar situation 2 years ago when then-head coach Brett Bielema left for greener pastures. So, where do the Badgers go from here?
Joining us now to talk some Badger football is Tim Scott. He is with WIBA in Madison, and he hosts the post-game radio show for the Wisconsin Badger Football Network. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene. No problem.
I want to go back 24 hours because it's been just that long since we heard the news about Gary Anderson. You've had the benefit of about 24 hours of thinking about it now. Were you surprised then? Are you surprised now?
I think that the word I'll use is stunned. No one saw this coming at all. Completely from left field. I mean, obviously, when the story broke yesterday, we were in shock and disbelief as to this because, you know, in Brett's case, to be honest, it didn't really surprise me per se because of the fact that, you know, he had been to three straight Rose Bowls, or he had guided the team to two straight Rose Bowls, had taken a third there. Obviously, he didn't finish up coaching that game. But with Gary, I mean, he was 2 years in. And to go to Oregon State, it wasn't, I mean, it almost in a sense is someone consider this a backwards move. Most people are considering this a step down, not a step up.
And so in the last 24 hours, I've had the opportunity to be around a lot of water coolers, and I can tell you that this is a topic of much conversation. And, you know, I don't want to say conspiracy theories, but everybody's got a theory about why Gary Anderson is leaving. Run down some of the theories that you have heard, and how do we start separating fact from fiction here?
Well, some of the more absurd theories that are out there, which are without merit. You know, those theories that said that, you know, he wasn't focused and that's why Wisconsin lost as badly as they did in the Big Ten title game, or to the fact that, you know, he worked for Urban Meyer at Utah and that, you know, he was helping out his old boss by maybe not coaching the team up the best he could. Listen, the assistant coaches, for the most part, prepare these guys for these games. And Wisconsin went into that Big Ten game, truth be told, Gene, very beat up. I mean, this was a team that the offensive line was a very beat up bunch. Melvin Gordon had some nicks. They all did. If you go back and look at their run to that game, of course, they start with Nebraska. They're down 17-3. They rally at home to win that game. Then you go to Iowa, always a tough place to play. It was a brutal, hard-fought football game. Wisconsin survives there. And then you come home from Minnesota. It's senior day, the act, the controversy about, you know, should we rush the sidelines, that type of stuff that all came from what happened last year in Minneapolis. And they're down 17-3 in that game, too. And they came all the way back, and they won. I think you had a team that had gone through a brutal stretch and quite simply was out of gas by the time they got into Indianapolis to take on that game. I think really, and again, we'll hear tomorrow, Gary Anderson will meet the media in Corvallis at 3:30 tomorrow. I think really what it boiled down is two things. I think, one, there's some truth to family. I don't know if his family ever really settled in and embraced Madison. I mean, Gary's entire coaching tenure outside of a stint in Northern Arizona was in Utah. I mean, this was a big jump for him. And we all know people in other lines of work that have taken jobs and moved their families. And, you know, for whatever reason, it just wasn't the right fit for them. They thought it was at the time, but it was not. I think that's part of it. The other part of it, too, is I think he looked at what happened with Ohio State and what Urban Meyer is able to do there from getting players into the university, the academic standards. I think he knew that would never change at Wisconsin. I think he took a hard look at it and said, okay, if I can't get five players in or whatever that number might be by just loosening up the academic standards a little bit, I don't know if we'll ever be able to compete with Ohio State and the Michigans and the other powers that are in the Big Ten. It's hard to say when you look at Wisconsin's success, but I think those two things, more than anything else, are the reason why Gary Anderson left for the Oregon State job.
So I guess the big question then is, where does this leave Badger football? Because you 2 years here, you know, Barry Alvarez is talking a good game. We've got the phone's ringing off the hook. But they're going to have to be candidates who are going to be taking a look at that and just taking a step back and wondering what's going on.
But it's interesting about the academic requirements. Wisconsin and Illinois are the only Big Ten schools that have a certain level that all student-athletes have to make to meet, or they can't compete or enroll at the University of Wisconsin. And, you know, Bo Ryan is affected by that. Every coach at Wisconsin is affected by that in every sport. So, but I honestly, Gene, don't think that will ever change. I think what it will take is someone who has ties, someone who has either been here before, someone who is at a school previously that has stringent academic requirements. I mean, let's be honest. You look out west at what Jim Harbaugh did at Stanford. I mean, Stanford, as we know, one of the greatest academic institutions in all of college athletics, if you want to phrase it that way. And look what he was able to do out there. I mean, Barry Alvarez proved you can win here. Brett Bielema proved you can win here. And in two short years, you can say, well, he carried on with Brett's players. Maybe so. But the program didn't step back. I mean, if anything, it maintained. And this program, if you look at history in the last 20 years, has more bowl appearances, more Big Ten championships than Ohio State and Michigan. And so whomever steps into this position, they're not inheriting a program they have to take over that needs a lot of work. Maintain it and go out and find those student athletes. You know going in what the requirements are going to be. You know, find that guy that Barry likes to say is the right fit.
And in the short term, we've got the Outback Bowl coming up. Looks like Barry Alvarez is going to be the interim head coach again. Any predictions for that game? What's shaping up?
Well, Auburn is a really, really good football team, Gene. It'll be interesting to see what does happen. You have in Melvin Gordon's case, here's a guy that's going to the NFL. I'm really hesitant to say that I expect good things in this football game. And based upon past history, we saw what happened with Wisconsin and Coach Alvarez in the Rose Bowl, 2 years ago. Gave it a valiant effort, but they came up short. Auburn's a really, really good football team. Remember, this was a team at one point in this season that was they were talking heavily about being in the end of the in one of those playoff spots at the end of the year. I think the assistant coaches will coach him up. I think Coach will be there. He'll oversee things. But also at the same time, remember, he's trying to find a replacement. So Badger fans enjoy the weather. I'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Gene, for having me.
We've been talking with Badgers football postgame show host Tim Scott from WIBA Radio with a look at what's next for Wisconsin football after the departure of head coach Gary Anderson.
Now it's time for the Wisconsin Public Radio year-end membership drive. Veronica Rickard here with Cheryl Gasser, of course, Gene Purcell. Your support is vital to all of the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why we're here now to ask for your gift as 2014 comes to an end, and we look forward to starting 2015 strong. Make the programs you rely on possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we still have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now as we near the end of the hour from a pair of anonymous donors in Middleton, and that means your gift of $50 turns into $100. And your gift of $100 turns into $200. So take advantage of this match. We don't want to leave any of this money on the table. Support Wisconsin Public Radio programs like Central Time that you enjoy when you pledge. Right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And there's another great reason, Gene, to make a pledge right now.
There sure is. If you donate any amount right now, you'll be automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get to choose, of course. You could go to Washington, D.C., enjoy a trip to France, or check out Alaska. So, two things. You could double your gift right now, and you could get entered into that drawing at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, in the last segment, we learned about Badger football coach Gary Anderson's surprising departure after just 2 years on the job. This is an example of the timely, Wisconsin-focused conversations we have here on Central Time.
Your support makes the many topics we cover every day on the show possible. Just today, we've talked about diversity in Wisconsin. We've talked about depression and treatment. We've talked about football, covered so much ground just in this show alone. Choose a gift amount that works for you, that reflects all the listening you do, all the learning you do listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know that you give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs that you love, to support what you hear here on Wisconsin Public Radio. As an added incentive, we've also got something else special for you during this year-end membership drive. It's a limited edition 2015 calendar, and it's all yours when you give $120 or more. That's $10 a month.
And it is a great calendar. It's black and white photos of Wisconsin Public Radio throughout history. We're nearing our 100th anniversary. You can make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your WPR calendar as a thank you gift.